You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Someone who used to play experimental music between chats about poetry and other topics on KDVS is Christopher Yu. He had a radio show called The Llama Radio Show on KDVS. Now he's a recent graduate of UC Davis, where he earned degrees in both English and economics. He was among the winners of the 2012 Pamela Mouse Prize for Poetry, having studied with poets such as Joshua Clover and Joe Wenderoth. You can find his work most recently in a new anthology from Absurd Publications called All the Vegetarians in Texas Have Been Shot. I'm very pleased to welcome back to this radio show Christopher Yu. Christopher, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Doctor. It's a pleasure being back on.
Excellent. Well, I'm really pleased that you'll be opening tomorrow for Cynthia Linville. I should tell folks that I didn't get a chance to say this earlier, but Linville is a longtime professor of English at Sac State, and she's recently published her collected poems called The Lost Thing, and she's also managing editor of Convergence, which is a journal of poetry and art. Tomorrow she'll be focusing on her own work, and you'll be opening for her. That'll be at about 8 o'clock at the John Nitzulis Gallery, 521 First Street in the city of Davis. When I mentioned to Joe Wenderoth, who you included here in your bio, that you were published in that new anthology called All the Vegetarians in Texas Have Been Shot, he said, and I quote, "Oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's pretty good."
So. Well, that's a great honor from him. I want to include that I'm really honored to be presenting tomorrow as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. It'll be great to hear your work. For people who don't know your poetry, are there themes or forms or approaches that characterize your work?
Well, I think as a young poet who's studied under you as well, my themes are always changing, but I try to keep things relevant, not too grand, and not to make them almost intangible in a way. Things relevant to someone my age and things relevant to the city of Davis.
Excellent.
And yeah, I remember writing several poems under your guidance, actually, that I actually read the first time I was on the show, and I was really pleased with them, and that really got me moving towards my own radio show and including spoken word expression on that as well. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely, and that included your work, but also the work of other poets and writers who you respect.
Right. I had some other friends, classmates, also come on the show, and really, it was largely influenced by coming on your radio show the very first time a little over a year ago now, and that was just a great experience. So I'm really happy to be back.
Excellent. Tell us about life after graduation. As with so many graduates, you eventually fled Davis, didn't you?
I've left Davis. I wish I could stay. I really love the community there. I've started to, just write on my own time now. I remember you asking me at the end of our course together what we've learned about writing, and I remember replying that I just have to write everything down every time I get a hint of inspiration, no matter how small or large. And I've been doing that. I've been keeping a little book, walking around. I enjoyed it a lot more in Davis, and I'm really happy to be returning tomorrow, hopefully for an extended period.
That's great. Where are you living now, and what sort of goals do you have for yourself as a writer?
Well, right now I'm currently in Palo Alto in the Bay Area. I'm actually very serious about continuing to grad school. I'm hoping to apply by spring to several places to continue writing in a creative format. ranging a lot from poetry to fiction to even perhaps scripts and screenplays.
Excellent. I'd say that it's one mark of poets of your generation that they generally don't limit themselves to one particular genre. And I think that might have something to do with the fact that with the advent of the internet, it is so easy to sample so many different genres of writing and give you the inspiration to think, yeah, you know, I could do that.
Right. And I think it's also because just the media, television, movies, obviously novels, poetry, they're always so prevalent and so readily available with the internet, like you said. So I think it's really inspired a lot of people, including me. And I've always had a thing for writing, as you know, so I really want to pursue all facets of writing.
Excellent. Well, let's hear an example. Do you have a radio-ready poem nearby that you could share with listeners to this program?
Yes, I do. The poem that I have ready was one that I actually wrote under your guidance. It was one of the first poems that I really, really took pride in, and I've modified it since a little bit as time passes, but really the essence is still the same, and yeah, if you're ready, I'd love to share it.
Great, let's hear it. And if you're just joining us, this is Christopher Yu, a poet who will be opening tomorrow for Cynthia Linfill as part of the Poetry Night reading series. It's all yours.
Thank you. The poem is called Serious, Thin, and Unlikely to Succeed. Serious, thin, and unlikely to succeed, I kill a boy on Wednesday in the bathroom of a private suite overlooking Powell. As I leave, the city remains. The wind howls, the fog eats, the cocked hips and bare cheeks of the women work the street. The pack of dogs, no hair, no teeth, on concrete with cans for the week. The metal and stone, the quick coin. But there are secret drunken cells tonight. The thump of the still brash, the still young, but also somehow older seed. Tonight, my bar is somewhat further down the street.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
With the beginning of your poem, you're exploring themes of violence and perhaps depravity, which is something that you and I have learned a thing or two about from Joe Windroth, and also came up with our first poet tonight on this radio show, and being Joshua McKinney. So I'm wondering if you could say a little bit more about, in terms of subject matter,
sure.
What are things that you feel are important to explore? What are things that are too off base to explore? Etc.
Well, in this particular poem, I should say that this poem was inspired by Anthony Hecht, a poem called Third Avenue in Sunlight, which was a poem that I discovered in your class through our anthology. But for this particular poem, all the violence, all the grittiness is really something I believe that the narrator is coming to discover as he's coming to age in a particular setting. So it's I wanted to put that in the forefront because as a child or as a younger person going into the city, they choose to focus more on the childlike things. In this particular city, that would be cable cars or museums. But the narrator now, who is coming of age, is noticing the underbelly of the city, and I was hoping that would shine in the forefront. On a tangent note, there's some themes of just coming of age, growing older, taking all this in, yet feeling that his priority is still the bar, which is somewhat further down the street. Taking it all in, yet not making it his priority.
when I think of bar poems, I think, as I think you have in the past, of Charles Bukowski, and there might be a little bit of influence there as well.
Charles Bukowski has undeniably been a large influence. I discovered him last summer as well through a classmate, and he certainly had his time in my career as a poet.
Great. Well, I'm glad that we'll all get a chance to spend some time with you as part of your career as a poet. And I'll remind everyone that Christopher Yu will be reading tomorrow with Cynthia Linville at the Poetry Night Reading Series. That's at the John Atsoulis Gallery, 521 First Street here in the city of Davis, Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. That event starts at 8. The open mic starts at 9, and the after party starts at 10. If you want to find out about the after party, well, you should really come by. If you want to find out more about this event and the Poetry Night Reading Series and a longer bio on my guest, Christopher Yu, you can visit poetryindavis.com. Chris, you did a great job, as one would expect. Thanks very much for appearing again on the radio show.
Great, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Me too. Take care, and I'll see you then.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.